And now, the life of Mary Sullivan. A week has passed since the death of Mary's husband, Max Sanders. A death made doubly tragic, coming as it did on the day that Max was publicly acclaimed for his heroism in the prison fire. Mary has been strangely calm. Her neighbors admire her for her courage and fortitude. But her two closest friends, Barry Stratford and Dr. John Benson, are seriously worried about her. They know that her calm is unnatural and that it cannot last. Now, it is early evening. John Benson, tired and worn from the strain of these last few weeks, is visiting Daddy at the Stratford Hotel.
Golly, what brought you out in such a stormy night, John? Not that I ain't glad to see you.
I had to talk to you, Daddy. It's about Mary.
Well, nothing's happened to her, John.
Oh, no. That is, nothing new, but I'm worried about her.
Oh, gosh, you had me scared for a minute. I thought maybe she was sick or something.
No, she's not sick. That is, not physically.
You don't mean she's mentally sick, do you, John?
No, not exactly, but... Well, I'd better explain the whole thing to you. Daddy, I want your advice.
Well, John, I'll help all I can. What's it all about?
Mary, you're taking Max's death too well. She's too calm. It's not natural.
You mean that's what's worrying you?
Yes. Mary seems so far away from us all. She's built a wall around herself. And Daddy, that calm of hers can't last forever. What worries me is what will happen to her when it breaks.
Yep. She hasn't cried since Max's death. It's always bad when you can't cry.
She keeps repeating that Max isn't dead, that he's with her all the time. I don't like that, Daddy.
Well, that's kind of natural, John, when you come to think of it. I remember when my wife died, it took me about 6 months to believe it. I'd expect to see her walk in the room or hear her voice calling me. It's awful hard to believe that someone you loved as much as I loved Martha is gone and... ain't never coming back.
Yes, I know that, Daddy. I expected Mary to react this way for the first few days, anyway. The human mind rejects anything it finds unbearable. It sets up a defense mechanism, which is an escape from reality.
Sort of like an anesthetic, ain't it, John?
Yes, as nature's anesthetic. But after the first shock is over, the mind should readjust itself. That's why I don't understand about Mary. It's been a whole week. She should have come out of it before this.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see what you mean, John. I might as well admit I've been worried about Mary, too. It's like she was living in a dream world, ain't it?
She is living in a dream world. It's an emotional escape, Daddy, but it mustn't go on. We've got to do something to bring her back to reality. Make her understand that Max is gone forever. She must go on living.
What can we do? You got any ideas, John?
Oh, I don't know what to do. I've done everything I can. She scarcely seems to be aware of me. I've talked to her. I've said everything I can think of to say. Everything I thought would help her, but no good. Well, at the end of my rope.
You think I can do something, John?
I don't know, Daddy. I thought maybe if you talked to her, you might get her to break down. Only she'd cry. I know she was all right.
Yeah, well, I'll go over to see her a little later. And I'll do all I can.
Why not go over now, Daddy? I'll drop you there on my way back. I'm due at the clinic in half an hour anyway. I feel better.
May I tell you
this?
Max, can't you speak to me? I know you're here with me. I feel it. Strange, looking around our room. Yours and mine, Max. I can almost feel your arms around me and hear your gay, carefree laugh. And when I touch your dear, shabby old bathrobe, I can almost see you lounging in that old chair by the window. Max, where are you? Everybody says you're dead, but you aren't, are you, Max? You said you'd stay with me. You promised not to leave me alone, Max. Max, speak to me. Tell me you haven't gone away. Oh, there's the door. I'd better answer. Maybe everybody's right. Max, if you wouldn't let me know somehow, please, darling. Max! Max, dear.
Don't be afraid, Max. Don't be afraid.
Oh, Max, I heard you. You are with me, aren't you? Now, I'll never be afraid. I know now that you kept your promise. You didn't leave me. Hello, Daddy.
Yes.
Oh, come in. I'm so glad to see you.
Hello, Mary. Oh, gracious. It's good to be out of that wind.
Yes, it seems cold out. I haven't been out today. Here, let me take your coat, Daddy. Oh. Let's sit down by the fire and talk. Hmm?
That's what I came for, Mary. I decided it's about time you and me had a long talk.
I haven't felt like talking to anyone lately.
I know. I understand. That's why I haven't come bothering you before this. I know you sort of wanted to be alone with your thoughts.
With my thoughts and with Max. Max and I used to sit here by the fire on cold winter nights like tonight.
Mary, dear, it's not good for you to go on this way any longer. Thoughts can get to be mighty troublesome things when you don't let down and talk them out with somebody who understands.
I'm not sure that anybody would understand, Daddy. You see, I'm not lonely. I tried to explain that to John yesterday, but he didn't seem to believe me. Max is so close to me when no one else is here.
But Mary,
I thought you were the one person in the world who'd know that Max is... would understand.
I do know what you've been going through, Mary. And I know, too, it ain't going to make you feel any better for me to tell you that every mortal on this earth has to face it sometime or other.
I think I could find courage to bear it if it were true, Daddy, but it's not. That's what you won't understand. Max isn't dead. He's here with me now. And, Daddy, just a minute ago, Max told me, so he spoke to me.
Mary, dear, you've got to get out and see folks and get your mind off Max. It ain't right for you to brood about him so long. Max himself would be the last person to want you to do that.
Oh, I know that, Daddy.
You can't live in the past. You've got to go on and live in the present and plan for the future, Mary.
I know. Max wants me to go on. He told me so. He said he'd help me to find the right road, and I know he will. He won't fail me.
Mary, child, now, won't you come over to the hotel for a few weeks? I'd like to have you with me for a while.
I'd love to, Daddy, if I could go anywhere, but I have to stay here. You see, I don't want to leave our home, mine and Max's. He feels nearer to me here than he would anywhere else.
Mary, can't I make you understand? Max isn't here with you. Max is gone forever. You've got to realize that, my dear.
I'll never believe that, Daddy. You're so wrong. I wish I could make you understand, but... Oh, come on, let's not talk about me anymore, Daddy. Or Phyllis and Danny.
Oh, they're fine, Mary. Phyllis is getting stronger every day.
No, I'm so glad.
John Benson thinks she'll be walking before long, and I hope he's right.
I'm sure he's right, Daddy. Phyllis has had such a hard time since the baby was born, but I'm sure she's going to be happy now. You know, Max told us at the hospital that she and Danny were going to have a long, happy life together.
Yeah, Phyllis told me it. Mary.
Mm-hmm. What is it, Daddy?
There's one thing I ought to tell you about John Benson.
About John?
Yeah. He's so worried about you, he's making himself sick. Now, he doesn't think you ought to be here alone any more than I do. If you could just stay with me, even for a few days.
Oh, Daddy.
Or maybe with Phyllis and Danny, if you'd rather. They'd love to have you, Mary.
No. No, I can't. I'm sorry, Daddy, that John's worried about me. I tried to tell him that I was all right and that Max was with me all the time, but he didn't understand, did he?
Gladys Gladford has done his best, but apparently he has been no more successful than John Benson in persuading Mary to face reality and accept the inevitable. Small wonder Mary's friends are worried about her.